Ublulu tak uvanga tiga totuk inipe naranga kigik talgurk me. Hello, my name is Caitlin. I'm an Upiak and from Kotzebue. When I was younger, I moved to Kotzebue. My Anna told my family that she was going to college to be a better role model and to show the family that you're not too old to learn some more and improve yourself. So we watched her house while she went to college, and we lived on Kugik-Talgurk Shore Avenue, which is right up on Kotzebue Sound. And in the summer I could just run across the road and be right on the beach. I could skip rocks, play in the water, and fish. And then in the winter, my mom would tell me, "Caitlin, you have to do your homework." So I would sit at the table, and which is right next to the window, and I could look out and see seals on the ice. Then my Anna finished college and we moved back to Anchorage. And a couple years later, we flew back to Kotzebue for my uncle's funeral, and we were doing a little remembrance, and we were driving around, and we stopped at his house, which is also on Shore Avenue, and did a prayer. But what was different was there was a seawall, and the road was paved, and there was lampposts put up, and it really changed everything. A seawall, what it does is to keep the water from eroding more, and because Kotzebue is on the spit, and it's really close to the water, and so that the water wouldn't wash Kotzebue away, pretty much, the seawall was built to kind of keep it at bay. That's a really big problem in a lot of the rural villages by the water, and it's just like daily life. I just thought to myself, wow, everything is changing. And what's gonna happen next? And then after that, I decided I would do this project with Alaska Geographic. We went kayaking and I made a good friend named Sophia. And after that, she called me and was like, "Caitlin, you have to join this group called AYA. We have meetings every other Tuesdays. And we're having one next week, so you have to show up." And I was like, okay, I can't say no. And with Aya now, I've made lots of friends, and we do projects with the environment and the 30-30 plan, reduce carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030. And it's been really fun.